Hi, Funny Bunny.
Hi, Negininja.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to episode four of If You'd Ask Us.
K-pop podcast.
Yes. Quickly, today we talk about Kingdom debut, former B1A4, Jinyoung being our long lost love. Super
Yes.
Junior still killing ranking despite being sucky at communication and having sucky communication skills, and why? Han from Stray Kids is the hero of the week. Let's go.
JB said, I am saying this officially. GOT7 didn't disband. So,
So now this is an
yay!
official statement.
An official statement
So now let's
from
not
some
worry
source.
and let's be happy for them when they
Exactly.
take their break and try to figure out their own lives
Exactly.
before coming. Segment one, news. Funny Bunny, what's the news?
So, we start with a bunch of comebacks this month.
Oh.
Yes, my very favorite comeback, which will not happen this month, the Super Junior comeback with the 10th full album, and there is a whole story about
So
this.
what's the name of the album?
It's the, how is this pronounced even in English? I feel like my mind wants to say it very
Renaissance.
Exactly. I was like, how is this even pronounced in English? I don't know. I only know it in this way. In any case, well, this album was supposed to be released in December 2020, and then it was postponed to January.
Yeah.
And then it was postponed to February 16th. But surprise, it's being postponed to March 16th.
This better be the best shit ever.
Yes, well, for some reason it shall be released in March. I'm very curious to see if this is actually it, if this is the fa final postponement or not.
And they didn't give any reason about the.
No, not really. But I think we're gonna come back to this topic later again. So for now, let's go for more comeback. Shiny is back. Yes, Shiny had what is this even called, like a show case
Yeah.
kinda thing recently, ringtone,
Yeah.
where they sang some of their songs and talked about this and that. And one of the infos that we got out of this is that they are releasing their album in February on the 22nd.
Which is awesome because I think now we're gonna have a reunion of the four of them after they are done with the military stuff. Well, apart from Taemin.
Yeah, I think we're gonna have a reunion before Taemin needs to go to the army.
Yes, a mini reunion before Taemin goes to the army and then after he goes and he's
Yes,
back.
but as a Shiny, we are excited. Shiny
Always.
is always exactly.
Yes, exactly.
So then who else is back? Sunmi is gonna have her new album. She's working on it, and it's gonna be, there's no fixed date yet, but it's supposed to be released end of February. So then, this is not really a comeback thing. It's about Minzy talking about a possible reunion for 2NE1.
Yeah, okay. This is another big name that needs to be dropped.
Exactly. So she went on the radio show, and she just said that they are all in talk and thinking. It seems like every one of them wants to be in for an album for 2NE1. So let's just leave this message here, and maybe, hopefully, it is happening.
I hope it happens.
And then a very random thing of a debut. Usually, I'm not very informed about who is debuting when and what. And I also never know names until they suddenly appear. And I think, ha, since when does this group exist? But my YouTube has been a spam, and I don't even know why exactly, but suddenly there was like these teaser videos of Kingdom everywhere, and I thought this is about the Road to Kingdom,
The show Kingdom, yeah.
show. Yes. And then I thought, okay, let's check this out, and then it kept playing, and I thought, huh, this doesn't seem like this is about any show. I thought, huh? Excalibur and me, and like, okay, wait. So now I know that there is a group that is called Kingdom, and they are debuting on the 18th of February. So everyone who is into finally living through a debut of a group, which I always missed, kind of apart from EXO, but
Apart from
I'm
EXO.
sorry. But now here's your chance to be with Kingdom before they even debuted. So if you want to check them out, they're having teaser videos on YouTube right now for Excalibur, their song, 18th of February. Also, I think this deserves a shout out. Tell me.
Our new fan, our new Mujin fan that is following Instagram account
Yes,
now.
exactly.
Shout out our fan, well, follower, our new Mujin account follower on
Exactly.
Instagram.
Shout out to you. This is
If
for
you're
you. You're
hearing this,
promoting.
but actually, I just heard about Kingdom yesterday when you also spam me about it, but I find it very interesting also the names of the people that seem to be after former kings and stuff like that. So the concept seems interesting, so let's see. I'll watch
Yes,
the trailers
they are
one day.
knights. Hello, they are knights.
Yes,
Who
that
is
is
not in
true.
love with a knight concept, man?
Absolutely, yeah, I agree. I am in love with the knight concept.
So, and I think after we greeted people for comeback and debuts, we are saying bye also to other people.
Momentarily.
Momentarily, yes, there. This is about military enlistments.
So who's enlisting?
Yes. Yeah, we have to say goodbye to Infinite L. He is supposed to go to the military on the 22nd of February, but he released a solo debut album even called Memory just recently. So if you
A
want
smart
to
move.
yes, if you want to enjoy him
Even when he's gone.
before even when he's gone. Actually, there was a really nice thing about this album. There is a goodie, which is a calendar that they added to this album, and the calendar is like marked from him going
Oh,
to the military until him being back from the military. So you can have this
nice.
calendar to keep on track on this. And I think it was really cute, actually.
It is.
It's like, if I would be completely in despair right now, I would really want to have it.
Nice. Sure, good
Yes, I think
job,
it was a
Infinite
very, very nice
Management
thing.
Company.
Exactly. And then another person leaving is Hui
From
from Pentagon. Yep, he's gonna leave on the 18th of February. Are you very sad?
Yeah, because I think he's the only face I can recognize in Pentagon.
Yeah, I mean, we're doing this podcast. It does not mean we know everyone in every single group and every single face and every single name. We are really stuck here. Yes, we try our best, but really also for me, I think in Pentagon, Hui is the only face that I can recognize right now. So when he's gone, I'm missing the person
I'm
that
gonna
I
have
can
to learn
recognize the
other
group
people.
by.
I'm gonna memorize
I have to find
Kino.
one at least. Sure. Next, do you want to go about social media news?
We have some social media news first. Because we talked about Mark opening his GOT7's opening his YouTube channel and reaching the million very quickly, then Blackpink comes and typical Blackpink, they break rock records amazingly. So apparently she opened her YouTube channel. To be honest, I was not aware of it. I didn't know, and I just saw she posted something on her own Instagram about having 5 million subscribers already with just one in the video having 2.5 millions views.
Yep.
So this is what they call the Blackpink level, I think.
Yep.
It's another category. It's a whole new level. Understandable. I mean, it's Blackpink,
So, but
but
congratulations, that's an
congratulations
achievement.
to her. Another news.
Tell me about it, Nagi Ninja. What do
Yeah,
you think?
I'm nagging for once. I'm gonna be truthful to my nag. NCT's Mark surpasses EXO's Kai to become the male K-pop idol with the most views on Instagram Live. Actually, when Funny Bunny showed me this news, my first reaction was, I don't like this news. And she said, why? I said, because I don't like my guy.
Because this cannot be that Mark is surpassing Kai.
The end. Also,
that
my heart is softer for NCT. I love NCT, but my heart is softer for EXO. So,
well,
no.
I have to say that for the longest time, I had a very love-hate relationship with Kai.
Yeah. Until we tried to force you into love-love relationship.
Yes.
And it worked.
Well, it started with more hate than love. And then I thought, actually, man, I cannot hate the poor guy. He did not do anything to me. So I really worked hard on achieving my love for him. And so I agree. We have to work harder
yeah.
on Kai's
we have
next...
To, we have to pay attention to Instagram lives, especially when it's Kai, everyone, okay? Everyone who's listening, when Kai is live, everyone like tunes in, even if we have no idea what he's talking, and even if we're busy, you put your and tune into Kai, okay? That's the
sure.
This is a mission.
Not that we dislike Mark.
No, absolutely not. Like I
Mark.
Said,
it's
I
just
really like
a thing.
NCT.
We just, yes, I just want Kai to be there.
Back there.
On top. Okay, sure.
And so. Last but not least, in the social media news, JB from GOT7.
Let's go to some random news.
Yeah.
So, well, the first one is Chief and Sowon under fire for posing with a Nazi statue.
Yeah,
well,
a Nazi statue. It was, yeah, a soldier in a Nazi outfit in a historical coffee shop in Korea.
Yes.
She took a picture and posted it on Instagram.
Yeah, obviously, G-Friend filmed something somewhere, and there was this statue wearing this uniform, and obviously, she didn't know better. She didn't know what this was about. And for a second, I thought, man... This is really kind of pabo, kind of stupid a bit. But then I had to stop and think, man, they are younger than I am for sure. And they definitely live in a different country that is probably not even that concerned with this like Nazi part of history. I mean, for sure, they learn it and stuff, but differently than probably in other countries also. And I for some reason, I'm just guessing that when she looked at a thing, she didn't even recognize the uniform.
Yeah, she probably just thought a historical soldier.
Yes, probably she even thought it's a Korean thing.
Yeah, for sure.
Really, I mean, I'm pretty sure not everyone in this world can recognize these uniforms.
For sure.
So I'm hoping that fans will cut her some slack
yeah.
on this.
I mean for sure, like they always say, ignorance does not explain, does not justify stuff. This looks like a situation where she did not know better and she made a mistake, and the company obviously
yeah.
took some like actions in that thing, and they deleted the thing and they released a statement and whatever. So I hope this stops here and that it doesn't come back to haunt
yeah.
her later, because poor girls.
Yes. So then what else?
Hyuna.
Next part.
Hyuna is back with some news. Apparently she gave her fans her credit card for a hot meal on a cold day. So her fans were waiting for her on the show. It was cold because it's super cold these days in Korea in winter. And then
yes, and I think the fans, I think they asked her for a food recommendation,
yeah.
and then she recommended something, but then also
she gave
them their credit card and paid
which
for
is
the whole meal for the fans.
Amazing, because this is a lot of trust first, an amazing action. So good job,
yes.
Fiona. You keep gaining more
yes.
and more spot in my heart.
You're doing
You're
good.
You're doing good. Not that you did bad before. About you before.
Yes, but we appreciate.
Yes, very much. Next news
exactly.
is interesting, because
yeah.
if you know or not, maybe Hyunjin, he is the visual of Stray Kids, at least considered to be the visual in Stray Kids, and seems like he
yeah.
hated being called that. Why, my friend?
Well, it is obviously that he said that being the visual or being handsome is nothing that you can achieve.
Mm-hmm.
it's something, well, he was born with his face. It's nothing that he did anything for. And well, obviously, it's nice that people think he's handsome and so on, but he wants to be recognized for something that he achieved. So he worked apparently very, very hard on his dancing also, so he can be recognized as a dancer and not just the face.
Yeah,
And I think this is a very nice thought. He's
I
a
think so
hardworking
too.
person, and
Much appreciated from
he shall
him.
be. Yes, he shall be saved as a hardworking idol
Yes,
in my
who doesn't take the
brain from
shortcut?
now on. Exactly.
Okay, what's the next interesting story that you have for me?
Yeah, well, apparently there was a funny thing. It's just a funny story, basically. Some K-pop fans helped another non-fan to find her ultimate bias.
Tell me more.
Apparently, so there was this girl that went on a bus and sat next to a person that watched something on their phone, and it had a K-pop idol on the screen, and she didn't ask who it is. But then afterwards, she wants to really wanted to know who was this face, because apparently she fell in
Love at
love with the
first
face right
sight.
away. Exactly. So she reached out to K-pop fans and said, "Okay, I was on a bus, and this is the situation, and I can someone help me to find this guy?" And she said, "All I know is that he was an Asian guy, and I'm assuming he's a K-pop idol, and he was eating."
Nice. Another Korean guy doing a mukbang.
Exactly. So, and then the K-pop fans were like, "Okay, well, this doesn't help. They're like, all of them eat. So tell us something that helps somehow, an outfit or something, or what does he look like?" And so she said, "Okay, he has black hair."
Nice.
I was like, "Wow, there's so much more information now." Didn't help much. But then apparently she said he was eating something that looked like out of a plastic box, and like it seemed like some homemade food. And then the fans were still like, "Okay, well, they were all naming random people that used something like this now." And then there was some person that finally got the clue. Obviously, the person was, "I have a feeling who might this be?" And then they sent a person a picture, and obviously he was correct. And the fan was like, "You found my love. This is him. How did you know?" And whatever. So guess, what do you think?
I
She's
saw
a very worldwide handsome
the
person, man. So this person fell in love with worldwide handsome
worldwide.
Jin
So.
from BTS. Seems like he is really
Yep, no
worldwide
matter what
handsome.
the real worldwide handsome rankings say, he is the one true worldwide handsome. Funny
Yes, and
story.
I just thought it kind of
That is
funny.
true. I agree.
And then kind of last news, kind of. So B1A4, I hope people know, and if you
It's
don't
an old
know,
known
I
group.
think B1A4 is old. Are they already considered third
I
generation?
think they
I'm
are third
guessing.
generation, yeah.
Yes. In any case, a former member of B1A4, Jin Young, left his entertainment Link 8 before he is discharged from military. Actually, it's not an interesting news whatsoever, actually, but it just
Reaction to
caused.
the
Yes, because Nagi Ninja really had the funniest reaction. She opened the news and she's like, I was like, "What the hell happened now? What happened? Why is this so interesting? You don't even know anyone in B1A4. Why is this so interesting? So tell me, why is this so
is so
interesting?"
interesting because I'm recently watching Busted, the TV show Busted, the criminal Korean TV show Busted, and then they have a regular cast, then all, but also each episode, because they are solving mysteries and stuff like that, they have supporting cast. And in one of the episodes of season two, this person appeared. I can't remember exactly what role he played, to be honest. But then in this show, even the supporting cast keep their real name. So it was written there as Jin Young. And I was like, Jin Young? I only could think of GOT7's Jin Young. And then I Googled GOT7 Jin Young and I was like, absolutely not, this is not the face. But then, because I'm also lazy and I want to do stuff, but I rarely do them, especially if I want to figure out stuff, it just stayed in my mind. This Jin Young guy, this very handsome Jin Young guy that I saw in Boston, they eventually I'll look for him. But I didn't have to do that, even because obviously, Funny Bunny gave me the news of B1. was Jin Young, and I opened it, and it was the exact same face. So I got really excited about it. I found my handsome Jin Young.
So the real news about this is that we were not aware that there is a very handsome Jin Young in B1A4, even though he's a former B1A4. But maybe, who knows, maybe they're also going to be doing something together again at one point. Who knows?
This is like the non-K-pop fan fighting girl channel. This is you helping me.
Yes,
with
and that. I think Negi Ninja found her long-lost love. She was not aware that she had. And it's B1A4 Jin Young. Chuka, here, you got another fan.
Check his face. He's worth looking at if you don't know.
Yes, he's really handsome, man. I have to agree. So the next thing is about two lists. One is about the 15 best K-pop boy groups of all time, according to fans. And one is 50 plus best K-pop songs of 2020, according to fans. And I was surprised reading what is on there. And now I'm going to let Negi Ninja react to the list.
So first I'm going to start by the 15 best K-pop boy groups of all time, according to the list, if I agree with these fans or not. First of all, the link has a Dongdae Bangchan, so I like it. But where's the list? 17, number 15. Okay. Even though I think they should be higher.
I expected them to be higher.
Okay,
up,
14
yes.
TXT, I disagree already. I would like to flip the 15 and 14. 13, The Boy. Sure. Monster X on number. Yeah, deserved. 11, ATEEZ. Number 10 is NCT 127. Number 9, Day 6. Wow. Day 6 is on number 9. Okay. Yeah. I would have never thought. NCTU, how do they do NCTU? Mm. The NCTU of the Make a Wish song. Okay.
Well,
if it's,
in general, obviously, all the NCTU stuff.
That doesn't have their own. The most viewed MV is Make a Wish. Yeah, because there's a Shotaro in the Make a Wish, of course.
And
we are the big old lady fans of Shotaro. Number 7 is Astro. Exactly. Okay, I don't know much about Astro, so I cannot judge. NCT Dream. Dream is kicking ass, huh?
I can tell you, I agree. I think NCT Dream has
I
the best
think
songs
so
out of the NCT
I think so too. 1&1, they are still holding their ground, even though they only were there for a year, right? Or a year and a half?
Or two or something, a year or two.
Number
I don't know,
4
like
is Pentagon. Oh, number 3 is all of NCT. Sure.
All entity together.
Ooh, I'm happy about number 2. Straight Kids everywhere, all around the world. Yeah. Why aren't they number 1, my friend? Ooh, ITZY number 1. I like it. I'm shocked. People are still holding. Oh, good job. Oh, okay. Now you can guess who I'm fan of the most. Obviously, I'm the Super Junior generation.
Number 1 is Super Junior, and actually, obviously, I think whenever there's a voting time, ELF and SJ is kicking
job.
Ass.
I'm failing
really.
ELF because I don't vote, but I like how the others are better than me. Okay, and now the other list of
50 plus best songs 2020.
Okay. So on number 51, How You Like That. To be honest, that's not my favorite Blackpink song, so it's okay. It can be at number 51. 47, Should Take a Panorama. This song is engraved because of all the year-end shows. It's Panorama by IZ*ONE. 46, Make a Wish by NCTU.
I can do this all day.
45, I Go Up, Helicopter. Basically, it's a nice song. Yeah. 41, Goblin. Hit me.
I'm surprised to kind of see them ahead of Make a Wish in this list.
But it's good.
Not that I don't like the song. Mm. I really like the song, but I'm just surprised.
Oh my God, by G Idol on number 40. I think that's the song that made me. No, that's not true. It's the Latata. Okay, but I knew, but I did not. Pay attention much to G Idol, but I came back and got more interested in them after the Oh My God. 39, Candy by Baekhyun. Why? 38, Better by BoA. Sure.
That is a big why for me, but okay.
37, Maria by Hwasam. Yeah, it's a nice song. Punch by ST127 on 36. I completely disagree because I don't like it at all. That's my personal opinion. No, I
Reborn,
don't
you
like
don't
the
like
punch. It has these weird noises that I don't know, like they are
it?
scratching in my ears. 32 Kick It by ST127. That's the better 127 from the last releases that they have. So 31 Taemin, Idea. I hope that the other songs of Taemin, I hope Criminal, because if Idea is here and Criminal is not here, this is a big shipping. This is a big failure. 30, number 31, Lucid Dream by Golden Child. Impressive.
This is already
Impressive
also a
that
surprise to me,
actually the
actually.
Golden Child is all the way up there compared to NCT, for example. 29, Nonstop by Oh My Girl. 28, Lovesick Girls by Blackpink. Again, not my best Blackpink song, but sure. 24, Black Swan by BTS. In my opinion, one of my favorite songs by BTS, Black Swan.
I'm actually also was surprised that this is so
Yeah.
far down in the list.
Yeah,
No,
it's
24, actually. I'd expected everything of BTS being up
yeah.
between 1 and 10.
23, Fiesta by IZ*ONE. Sure, IZ*ONE. 22, Answer by ATEEZ.
Come
Yeah.
behind
I
you
hope there is
like a
another ATEEZ in there.
thunder.
19, Tag Me by Weekly. Fun fact, I know this from all this game. Tag me, na 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 na.
Wow.
18, Apple by G-Friend. Interesting. I don't know the whole song, but I know. Yes.
You like the performance.
Zombie by Day6. That's a very pretty song. Backdoor on 12 only. Excuse me. Okay, then we have on number 11, Backdoor by Stray Kids on number 12. So Bad by Stacey on number 11. 10, it's okay because God's Menu by Stray Kids is on number 10. Por A Pip Pam by Somni on
Okay.
number 9. Oh, Criminal is there on number 8. Why isn't it number 1? Wannabe by ITZY on number 7. Sure, it's a good song. Star by Luna. Really?
Absolutely
Dum
not,
Diddy
but
Dum
yeah.
by A-Pink. Really?
Dum dum
Taemin
dum
is
dum
after
dum.
the. Can Stop Me by Twice. Okay, I like that Can Stop Me. Sure. Scream by Dreamcatcher, also something that I really learned to like recently, the Dreamcatcher songs in general. La Di Da, very good. Mago on number 1. Excuse me, who voted?
I actually thought it's really funny because again there is no BTS song in the top 10, also no Blackpink song in the top 10. I was really shocked about this actually.
Mago on number 1, 536 votes.
But then I guess this is once again the thing that fans are okay with liking
Any
girl
girl group.
groups like randomly. Like if you are, let's say you're an EXO-L, it's okay to still like random girl groups, but you don't
Or
like
a
any
group because they
other
are direct
boy groups.
competition.
So the girl
Well, you know
groups,
what I'm gonna do tonight before
yes,
sleeping? I'm gonna
exactly.
listen to the Mago song. Completely because I only know the two
Exactly.
sentences from the chorus. All right.
Yes,
Yeah,
because
because
fans have
fans have
spoken.
spoken, so let's see if or not. Okay, this episode was
Yes.
very long, full juice stuff. So let's move to the
I would say let's
yes,
quickly
let's
go to
quickly move
likes
to
and
the next
dislikes.
segment. Segment 2, likes and dislikes. Bunny, what did you like and what did you dislike this week?
Well, for me, my like of this week, the Twice's Jonghyun returns from a 3 month hiatus. Well, obviously, for the what was it, Seoul Music Awards? Twice came back with all nine members for the first time in a while, obviously. And it's actually not the fact that she's back, but she will come back. In any case, it's more the fact that she left because of anxiety. So she wanted to take a break because obviously she didn't feel well. Her mental state was not all okay. And so she got to take a break, and I think that's more the fact that I like that now idols are actually allowed to be weak sometimes and to sit out and take a step back and take care of themselves and their mental health. And so that's the fact that I like that
From this
she,
example,
yes,
yeah.
exactly. So welcome back, and I'm really happy for people or like for companies to take better care of their idols, at least in some aspects. So
Yep.
that's my like. What about you?
My like is Dreamcatcher. Dreamcatcher in general. Why suddenly Dreamcatcher? Because recently it got was brought attention that Dreamcatcher have a stick that is like a cane, like a long light stick. Like if you have
It's a
watched the
staff.
movie Home, it's like the Shusher, this very epic cane that you hold in your hand. And then they have a cape, and this seems so amazing. So I just really like that fact, and I went and I listened to a lot of their songs also, and I knew several of their, but mostly just a bit from the. I really listened to a lot of them, and I discovered that I like a lot of their stuff because they have a very interesting way of fusion or making fusion. So on top of that, I can think about Boka, and honestly. Weirdest mix because Dreamcatcher usually tends to have songs that are more like metal, rocky, with a lot of electric guitar stuff and hyperactive beats and stuff like that. But then starts completely as a reggaeton song. And then there's a bit of house, and then it comes back to the metal that they like, and I love it. And for example, in the Scream, they have the EDM mix and stuff like that. So I really love the fusion. And I think I am officially a very big Dreamcatcher fan, and eventually I'll get my hand on the light stick and the cape because this has to come to
This
me.
has to, yeah, imagine you go to a concert
It'd
hall
be
and
epic.
every single fan is wearing a cape and walking with their staff,
Yeah.
light stick, like a huge cult. I don't know. It's really
Imagine
funny.
if they hit, like they stomp the floor in, exactly like with the fan fans. Do, 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 do. Like
Amazing.
each leg, it sounds epic in a concert hall, so I really would love to experience this one.
Yes, also because Dreamcatcher is one of the stronger, powerful girl
Girl,
groups.
yeah,
So
with the images. So we
agreed.
like their
They,
image also.
yes, they get alike. So let's go to dislikes. Well, for me, my dislike this week, I don't watch real life stuff a lot, especially not when they go live, real life, because well, it's all in Korean, and I understand to some extent, but it's a bit. Also, I don't usually have time to sit somewhere for an hour and listen
Yeah,
to random idols who just
that's
talk
fair.
about something. I'm a busy, hardworking lady. I don't have time for this. But randomly, let's go again. Stray Kids Hyunjin started a V Live, and I just watched it for, let's say, 10 minutes or something, and then I looked at the comments that the fans wrote, and so there was one comment that said, "If you don't say dot 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 my name, basically, if you don't say my name, I'll jump off the roof." And I really read and thought, well, what the hell? I think this is absolutely a no-go for any fan because, well, obviously this would put pressure on your idol. Well, first it could because comments are coming up fast, so it could be that he did not even read it, even if he would want to say your name, could be that he just doesn't see it. So, but then also, what is he supposed to say? I mean, he doesn't know you, he cannot fix you, he cannot help you with anything for real because he doesn't really know what's happening in your life. He cannot really support. Also, they are not trained psychiatrists, or I don't know, they are not trained to know how to deal with these situations. So I think you should just never put your idol under pressure like that. Imagine now he would find out tomorrow that that person actually jumped off the roof because he didn't say the name. Man, who does this to their idol?
Anyone.
Actually, who does that to anyone? Like
Yeah.
to your friends, to your family, also not to your idol. This is absolutely no. I really, really dislike. Also, imagine now he would say the name and then 2,000 other fans would do the same. Then he's sitting there for 2 hours naming names.
Yeah, in hope to potentially not putting any person in danger.
Yes, so
It's stressful.
I really get that people are having issues in their lives and that they have feelings and whatsoever. Like it's fine, and but then please look for help at the right places and not for
an idol to
your
say your
idol.
name. Yeah.
Yes. Okay, so what about your dislike?
My dislike of the week, we're bringing Blackpink again, and my dislike of the week is because apparently there was a lot of netizens that made racial attacks towards Lisa. And one of the few topics that I get triggered about the most are racial attacks. And so, first of all, I went through these things because I really wanted to put this in my dislike, so I wanted to know what I was talking about. And obviously, a lot of people went and attacked her physically as saying that she looks like a man. First of all, where's the problem in a woman looking like a man or men looking like a man?
I don't know.
Second, they went and because she's Thai, they went and compared her with all these ladyboy. This is so insensitive and so rude and so disrespectful for both people, for the ladyboy and for everyone. And for Lisa, why do you do such comparisons? It's, yeah. And then obviously there were all more people like, yeah, saying that she is showing food because food is the only thing that she can show about her culture. What? Who the hell are you to say something like this? And she didn't waste herself, I hope she didn't waste herself for the dumb traditions of Thailand, meaning that, and by dumb traditions, they claimed these people that in Thailand, that because she's Thai, she had to lose her virginity to get to where she is. First of all, how is that your problem? Second, what the hell? I mean, all these kind of comments like, yeah, I don't want to be a racist, but Thailand is such a shitty country. They are number one. Women trafficking, shut up. I mean, who are you? If you think about Thailand and about Lisa, leave her be. Look the other way and look at someone who is not Thai. This is K-pop. I'm pretty sure there are a lot of people not Thai in there that you can appreciate.
Yes.
So
yeah,
this made me really, really, really angry when I read it,
yeah.
And I really dislike it. I mean, whether you like it or not, these things reach the idol, and the idols are not machines standing there. They are human beings, probably under a lot
yeah,
of psychological
feelings,
pressure.
Man.
Even if she is one of the richest people in the world, she still has feelings, and she worked for her money, stumbled upon a treasure. So,
yeah,
I just want to, yeah. But then the thing is, the whole protect squad with the hashtag respect Lisa that was trending, so that's the good thing of it. Nevertheless,
Yeah,
that made me.
I think at one point in our podcast we're gonna talk about how fans are treating their idols.
Yeah,
there is a lot about this to say, but
yeah.
I agree.
Today.
This is,
but yeah,
not,
this
not for now.
Like of the week. Poor Lisa.
Yep.
I like her. Actually. Oh,
yes, me too. She's my
Lisa's
favorite.
Lisa's kicking the door, man.
Yeah, Lisa's kicking the door. Man, let her. Of course. Yeah, she's also, I think, she's for sure my favorite Blackpink member, so
yeah,
sue me. Okay.
I think
the let's head to this and that, because there is more to nag about and more to dislike.
Yes.
So, see you there.
Segment three, this and that. What are we talking about? What are we nagging about in this and that?
We're nagging about communication skills of idols with their fans.
Idols communicating properly with their fans. Yeah.
Yeah. Because if you'd ask me, I would always prefer idols just talking, telling their fans what is happening and stand up if they did something wrong and actually just say it out loud and apologize or just communicate, man. This is about being honest here in
yeah.
a relationship. You need
I mean,
honesty.
It's understandable if the group is still new, and then obviously the company has more power, so the group does not get a lot to say and things like this. They don't have the freedom to go openly.
And
publicly.
Also not the power yet, I guess.
But for some established group, I think...
yeah, we're bringing out the big name, and we don't hate, we really love Super Junior. They get nagged on a lot by us.
Yes, it's the payback of being loved a lot by us.
Yes. The thing is, so SJ has been around for many years now, since 2005. So this is a long, long time. And throughout the whole existence as a group, I feel like they managed to not communicate well a lot. So let's start with Kibum, former member Kibum. He was there and then he disappeared. So, and then I think for the next, until now, it feels like until now, people are still thinking Kibum will be maybe back for next comeback. Or let's hope maybe Kibum is back. Will he be back? Why did he leave? Did he leave? Is he really gone? And I think, man, why did no one ever say anything properly? Recently, he was on a YouTube video with Heecho, and
Teacher.
they talked. Yes, and they talked, and they asked why did he leave SJ? And apparently, because he did not feel confident enough as a singer.
Which to me, I'm sorry, but is the lamest story ever because, there are also other members that did not
Also, the thing
were not good singers when SJ debuted. I mean, SJ was basically, I'm sorry, but SJ was the scraps of groups that they put together. So if you're telling me that he left because he left quite early because he didn't feel confident about his singing skills, yeah, sure. Tell that to someone else.
yeah, also he wanted to go and act more, focus on it, and then funny enough, and then afterwards he didn't appear on anything because he didn't want to be asked about the Super Junior stuff all the time. But if the reason is because he didn't feel confident as a singer, then he could have easily gone on any show and say, I left because I was not as
A
a
good
good as
singer.
a singer. So, and I didn't want to really be in the group and bringing them down with my skills, whatever. So I'm guessing this is not the real reason. Still not. And up to now, they did not manage to, because they could have told that also back then. They could have said, Kibum is leaving because he wants to be an actor and he's not if he's not
Whatever, he
confident in
figured
his
out
singing
after
skills.
1 year of promoting as a singer that he wants to be an actor. Understandable.
Yes,
That's
and no
it.
one would have said anything, but they didn't. They did not even say it like this. They did not give a reason whatsoever. So, and he's gone. And then you have the situation with Songmin and Kangin. So Kangin is out of the group because he was in a drunk driving accident twice. Well, he was in one once, and then there was a whole scandal, and then he
He
went
went
to the
for the
military
army.
afterwards. He came back, and then he did the same thing again, and afterwards, yeah, well,
He
he was out of the
left.
group. And I'm really not defending anyone driving drunk because that is a really no-go. The thing is, he was lucky enough nothing really bad happened in these accidents. It was he yeah, it was not that bad, but I don't know the person for real. I only know what is on the stage, and I'm supporting the group. So now I'm not personally a fan of Kangin. And I don't care if he's in the group or if he's out of the group, but that's the thing. I don't care. So if the SJ members would now go on stage and say, we support Kangin, and Kangin, we know him better, and now, like, it was bad what he did, but after the second time, he really changed and he worked on himself and he will never do it again and whatever, and we trust him to do it and we want him back. If that's what they are saying, I support because they know him. I don't know him. And if that's what they want, then sure.
But wait for the
I will still,
backlash. Wait for the backlash.
yeah. But the
Because,
fans, yeah.
small thing on this. Last year, maybe last year, I think, or the year before, Yesung a story. Yesung
Yeah,
posted
I think
something
that
in her
Kangin
story.
was on a webtoon drama or
About
something like this.
Hangin. And man, apparently, hated on big time that he delete that story. I mean, the story would have disappeared in 24 hours anyways. He had to delete that story, upload a black screen with a very melodramatic message of apologizing to the fans and the elf. And why? It's your friend and you're supportive of him being that thing. It doesn't matter. I mean, if I don't know. You know that person, and the fact that you uploaded something to support him for his activity means that he means something to you. Why
Yeah.
do you, the fact that you're supporting that person does not mean that you are finding excuses or supporting any drunk driving whatsoever. No, these are two complete different things. And like you said
Yes.
earlier, it could have been that he actually learned his lesson and moved on. People do learn their lessons and change to the better. So,
Yeah. And I think people deserve
and he
chances in
shouldn't
stuff
have. I
too.
mean, Yezong lost me a bit when he did that. I was so angry at him, I wanted to flick him. Why did you do that? Stick up to
Yeah,
it.
the thing is, what I really don't like is the fact that the members themselves don't speak up.
Yep.
So we get a company statement and we get the random apologizing by Kagin and whatever, but we don't get the super junior members going on stage and saying,
We
we
think
know
this
what
and
he
that.
is shitty, but we support him and we think he should be in the group. And we will do it like this.
Or
And I think that's
we
also.
know blah blah blah, and we know what he did, and we don't condemn, and we accept the decision of leaving the group. We still wish him well and support him in his future activities, so that these people have the freedom to upload a story of supporting their friend when he's doing something.
Yes, and I think that's where they are making their lives really stressful
Yeah.
themselves, because as they don't tell the fans what they really think about it, because now fans just assume, and they obviously a lot of, especially let's say Korean fans also assume that they hate Kangin as much as they do because he is a mean person and he should not be in the group and he doesn't deserve to be in the group and whatever. But maybe that's not true. But as they don't say it, they give the fans every right to.
Their opinion, basically. If you're not saying anything, that you're giving the other people the freedom to fill in blanks for you to say your lines. Of course, Oppa doesn't think like this and that. He thinks like us, and if that freaking Oppa doesn't say anything, then sure, everybody can put words into their mouth. And I'm getting worked up
Yes.
here. I'm getting angry.
Yes, and then let's head to Songmin situation, man. Okay,
Okay,
Songmin got married.
first of all, I want to say that we are using the example of SJ, this topic of idols not communicating, because it's the group we know best in this.
Yes, we know it best and we witness it many
Yes.
times. We will add
Yeah,
a
this
bit of
is,
other
yes,
people
exactly.
concerning recent
Yeah.
things. So, but let's head back. So, Songmin. Songmin got married, I think,
2014.
2014. So this is a very long time. It's 7 years ago. Okay. So one would assume that people got over it, but no. And I think also this is the reason because none of the SJ members ever properly spoke out
Yeah,
about it.
none of them.
So Songmin got married and the fans hated it because obviously they didn't communicate it well. And then Songmin did some random stuff that enraged fans also with using a secret nickname and whatsoever. And then he got married before he went to the military, which in Korea is also not very.
It's frowned upon, yeah.
Yes, exactly. Because he's leaving his wife behind for 2 years or something like
Yeah.
this. And then also, back then, Ituk was in some bad
Family
place
tragedy, yeah.
also. So.
Timing,
So,
let's timing of the marriage news and the wedding itself was not the smartest.
yes,
Nevertheless.
well, nevertheless, I think the fans are going overboard with this thing. He got married, and as a fan of the artist, I mean, I don't care. He still will sing, and he still will dance, and he still will be on stage, and that's all I personally want from him. So, but and in his personal life, he can get married. I don't care. I wish him the best of luck. But the fans, most of the fans, or maybe not most of the fans, but the loudest group of
Yeah, the
fans,
loudest group of fans,
obviously.
that's the best description, the loudest group of fans.
Really wanted him to be out of the group because he is bringing everyone down and he,
Yeah,
yeah.
and
And.
they even made statements like, yeah, they did not want, like, this person did not want him to be there, that person did not want him to be there, that person. I mean, I don't know actually if the SJ members wanted him to leave or not. And I don't know what they said. I was not there. Nevertheless, because they did anything whatsoever, the only thing that we know is that Siwon was his best man, right? So we know
Yep.
this person was supportive. Apart from that, we
Yes.
know nothing about the other people's opinions. I think Ituk
Yes.
can be.
I never heard any of the SJ members saying, I really don't like how he handled it back then, and I'm okay with him being out of the group because he damaged the relationship between SJ and the fans or whatever.
I
But did he
really I'm
say something?
happy
Or
for
maybe
him
I really.
that he got married, even though again the timing was a little bit stupid, but nevertheless, now it's 7 years. Like 7 years ago, like 7 years has passed, so
Or
what?
they could have said, he's our good friend, he's our member, he's our family, and we support him. And then if he gets married, we wish him all the best, and that's it. And we want him to be staying a part of SA. Whatever their opinion is on this, but say it
Say
so the
something.
fans know for real. So if now, as all of SJ says, we really hated how he handled it and we don't want him to be in the group, then I am like, I as a fan can decide, do I agree with this decision or don't I agree with this decision, whatever the decision is. And then I can also make my own decision if I want to keep supporting the group or not. But I don't have any decision of theirs. I don't know any feelings of theirs. So I, what am I basing my decision on? I don't know.
Yep.
I have no
Yep.
idea.
But also,
This
I
is.
mean, in this particular case, it's a sensitive topic to us as the big Super Junior fans, also because we really like Songmin. And maybe not you, I don't know, but for me, there is always this, it's like Kibom again. There's always this tiny hope. Is he gonna be back this time? Is he gonna be back
Oh,
this time?
yeah, which brings me to, because, well, I think for the black suit comeback back then, was it
Yeah, it
black
was
suit?
Black too.
I think that he was supposed to be in, because before that they did some Instagram Relive stuff and he was there also, and they were doing some schedule and they were filming something and he was there. So I'm guessing back then the members thought it's okay for him to be in
Yeah,
the
because
group.
he was
But
preparing for the
then
promotions with
when
them.
the news got out that he is supposed to be in the promotions, suddenly the fans snapped again and was like, "Ugh, he cannot be in there. We will boycott and we hate him, blah, blah, blah." And so someone made a decision to step out of the group for the promotions in any case. But none of the SJ members said
Not
anything.
even
No
Heechul.
one said.
And if you don't know, Heechul is the big mouth of SJ. He's the one person who speaks up for almost everything. What happened to him now? I have no idea.
Yeah, so none of the SJ people said, we agree with the fans. We don't want him to be in the group because he did not do well. But that's not what they also didn't say, we want him to be in the group because we support him and he is our beloved member. They didn't say
His
anything.
voice
So
is
once
missing,
again,
man,
as
in
a
every
fan,
song they're really. I'm sorry, again,
yes,
I'm
and
getting
so
too
once again,
emotional about this.
as a fan, you are sitting like me as a would I would say normal fan, one of the nice fans. I would call myself a nice fan. I don't know what to think of the situation. I don't know. Do the fan the SJ members hate it or do they like it, or what is their position on
And to be
this?
honest, making me a
And
bit
as
angry at also, like, I, for love of
yes.
God, you're 40, you have your own label, you're a published group, you can say whatever you want, your contracts have been renewed times and over again, and I'm sure you have nice contracts by now. Go say something, open up about this. And the longer they stay like, without saying anything, the longer, like, the more it's not gonna happen. And this is gonna backfire big time in their faces when they're gonna decide to get a life, like a personal life, and get married. We'll see.
Yes.
In this example
Also,
of Songmin.
I think it I think they are so afraid of losing fans if they are speaking. So if they are saying they like they want Songmin back in the group and Kangin back in the group, they for sure will lose some fans, the ones that are really hating on Kangin and Songmin.
Who cares? By
So,
now,
but then everyone else can be happy in their united
Yeah, keep the good
fan
fans. You
life
keep
with
the good fans
SJ,
that
and
support you
they are
no
on the same
more.
page. Then yes, then the group and their fans are on the same page. They support the same thing. They like the same
Basically, it's
thing.
like Hyuna and
So,
Dawn who
but
left their, who were kicked out of Cube before dating, and now they are size company and they have the good fans left with them. They got rid of the bad fans.
yeah.
Actually, it's a buffering system. I'm sorry.
So, or if they say we really hate Kangin and we hate Songmin and we want them gone out of the group, well, then they will lose the part that the fans that think, what the hell is this? You see, what
Yeah,
is the
because I'm
stupidity?
sure
I
also there
cannot
are a lot
support
of
a group
fans
that is
that
acting like
are
this.
neutral to this, and there are a lot of new fans that don't even know Kangin or Sungmin, so to them, better. So they are not going to be at loss of fans for sure.
Yes, so, but I think for me personally, it's always a bit bad because I feel like the longer I am with this fandom and the group, and the more often I have the situation where I don't know
They are
what they
thinking.
actually think. I know what the company thinks. The company thinks we are very sorry that we concerned the fans with blah, 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 blah. That's what the company thinks, and that's what I know. But I don't know what any SJ person thinks on this matter. So, and the longer I'm here, and the longer I never get any replies or any thoughts on anything, I get tired.
And it's because it's the older we
And
get also, and the more the
I expect
differences
someone
of
their age that they can actually stand up for themselves and like stand to their decisions, and then. Which brings us to their latest comeback, because so the comeback, like we already mentioned in the news section, is being pushed back, and obviously fans are getting annoyed. They are getting annoyed, finally. And the company released a statement, and the reason that we get for this pushback is due to unavoidable
Yeah,
reasons.
the sky fell down.
Wow. Yeah. So. Instead of just saying, okay, maybe we didn't find the perfect song yet, or I think Donghae at one point, and it was not that long ago, I think in the beginning of January or something, he posted something saying their title song is
Yeah.
finally fixed. So January. So as they are old, they are not the best dancers, maybe, some of them at least. Maybe they are still not there yet. Maybe they didn't learn the dance well enough yet. Could also be a reason. Or maybe someone ordered their costumes and they didn't arrive yet, so they couldn't film the MV, and so they couldn't release anything yet. I don't know what there could be, no, but just tell me the reason, man. If they just would say this happened, Yesung fell asleep during the dance practice and he doesn't know the dance, then I shall accept the reason and think, okay, well, shit happens.
To continue a bit in the storyline, I think this is might also be an SM among others, because as you can talk earlier about the other SM group that has a similar situation. Before we get there, I just got reminded of one time I saw something about how YG, for example, is handling B. And the company, it's very funny that how they do these statements, I think for the Kai and Jennie dating stuff. Dating rumors back in the day. Yeah, SM wrote a whole long ass statement saying, I don't know what. And then
Probably nothing.
YG came and said, we think the same as SM. That's it. That's their statement. And actually, the funniest
Whatever
thing,
they
whatever
said.
SM says, exactly like this. And then there was one time the situation with Taeyang when he started dating the woman that is now his wife. I think it's the same one. And there was a rumor about dating, and YG was supposed to make a statement, and they said, I think they said something like, sorry, Taeyang is not reachable right now. But if he's dating, then congratulations. He has lived solo for a long time or something like this.
Amazing. I like it.
So, and SM is failing. Give me exhibit B. Why? Give me another example.
Well, this is about really recent news. It's about Chanyeol from EXO. So apparently a while ago, a ex-girlfriend of Chanyeol stated that, well, first obviously that they dated in the first place, and then that he cheated on her numerous times. And ever since then, there is no word of
I
Chanyeol
think this happened
whatsoever.
already months
I
ago,
think,
no? This is not like a week or something.
yeah, there is no Chanyeol, and he
Yeah.
is hiding ever since. And the fans are getting pissed off, and they are demanding for him to say something
Yeah.
about it. They want to know what is happening on
This
the
is also
thing.
an example of
I
a
mean,
group that I think is strong enough to, if Chan say something publicly, I think he has the. I'm ready to bet that he has the power to do that. Think this is
yeah,
also a
I mean,
company mismanagement.
I agree also. I mean, I think he should, obviously the fans are concerned by this, and he should be saying something, even though I think in this situation it's a bit fishy what to say, even because But then I'm always thinking, go for the truth. So let's say Chandler
Cheated.
really dated this girl and he cheated on her. Maybe that is true. Then if he would now go on stage and say, "Hi, I'm Chandler. I'm very sorry that I caused the trouble, but I really dated this girl and I'm very
I
sorry,
was young and dumb and
but
I
I also cheated on her." Then I mean I'm not in for cheating on people whatsoever, but at least then I know that's how it is and I can
Yeah.
decide. I can decide, okay, Chanyeol died for me
Yeah.
now. Or I can say, well, it doesn't matter because he's still good looking and he's still rapping and he still has a nice voice and he
And
still
that's what I
is on
need him
stage
for.
and that's all I need of him. And we kept on making fun actually about this. Well, shouldn't be fans be happy about him cheating? I mean, that means that everyone is fair game.
Tenure for everyone.
For everyone, exactly.
Not a cheat type. I mean, he's very faithful that once he's locked in with one girl, then it's gone. Imagine, no fan can get a piece of
Yeah.
tenure.
Yeah. But then also, okay, now let's say it's not true. I mean, I kind of feel like as he's hiding, maybe it is true. That's why he's hiding, because so the option is either saying the truth and then probably most probably losing a lot of fans, or the other option is
Even if they lose
lying.
a lot of
But then
fans,
what's
they
the
still have
point in this?
fans. A lot is still,
Yeah.
they still have a lot.
Yes. So, or he could say, no, it's not true. Maybe it's, yeah, and then it would be lying. Or the option is actually it's really not true. Maybe the girlfriend was really just pissed off because they broke up, and then here's my identity. I'm yes. But so let's assume it's not true. Then he must feel really sucky right now because a lot of fans assume already that it's true. They hate on him already because he cheated on his ex-girlfriend.
Yeah, the story is made already.
But maybe it's not even true, so it doesn't really matter. If he says it's not true, they hate him. If he say it's true, they hate him. What to say? So yeah. But in any case, please say
Nevertheless,
something. The
say
fans are getting
something.
really annoyed, and I understand
Yeah.
the feeling. I understand the feeling of being
Yeah.
annoyed about this. And then let's bring an example of how I would
Yep.
like it to be
And
done.
fun fact, it's a very recent group compared to dinosaurs of K-pop like J and EXO.
Yeah, take a page from the
Yeah.
youngsters, people, man.
Yeah.
Take a page here. This is about Stray Kids Han. So apparently Han, when he was
13 or
young,
something.
13 years old, he really like recorded some song, some rap song, some gangster song.
Yeah.
And he used a lot of terms in there that he shouldn't have been using.
Racist dialect words in there. You know what
Yes.
American rappers use in their in their songs, basically.
Yes. So, and the fans, or maybe not even fans, maybe some haters also, who knows? I don't actually know exactly who brought it up, but it was brought up again. And so people started to really hate on him for using these kind of words in his song. And so, but then he released a handwritten
Very
apology about
quickly, like
this.
a few hours after
And
the thing was released.
yes, I think it happened a few hours after the thing broke out. And basically, what I think they also released it in Korean and English both. And what is he saying? He said, "First, the lyrics I wrote around 2013 when I was 13 years old have caused great concern to fans and many others. Without any excuse, this is completely my fault. I sincerely apologize. I wrote the inappropriate lyrics with the only single thought of wanting to rap during my irresponsible younger days. I apologize for hurting so many people with lyrics written without thinking enough." Well, it continues, but I really like how he just says, "Yes,
Yeah,
that's what I did,
yeah.
and I'm sorry."
So Chanel can take the
So,
same letter
and
and
then.
replace singing words by cheating. That's it. And there it
Yeah.
is. The irresponsible
Yes.
years, my
And I
blah, blah,
really like
blah.
how, yeah, I mean, like we are earlier already said, you cannot apologize everything by age. But once again, I want to point out that he probably grew up in a different society as many other fans, especially probably the ones that get offended by all of these words. And I think 2013. Let everyone jump back to
Yep,
2013.
these issues were not, I mean,
Everyone knows that that racism existed and they are an issue and they shouldn't be existing whatsoever, but
a
they
hot
were
topic,
not as
as
a
much
hot
as
topic
now.
as it is right now. And then now imagine a 13-year-old Han sitting in his room listening to probably to all these American rappers. And they all, if you call people 50 Cent and whatever, they all use these words. And that's what he grew up, and probably that's what he thought this is in what is in a rap, because I'm 13 years old, I'm a gangster, and I can do whatever all the hip gangsters
So
do.
for sure, he had no idea the wh how like what is the weight and what is the history and everything behind these words. He just memorized them, some gangster rap song, and added them to his
Yes, and he didn't
because
really
he
think about what the
we're
hell he's
talking
even
about. I mean,
doing in
especially
here.
back then. I know 13-year-olds right now are very woke and stuff, and the internet and everything, and everybody is aware of everything. That's awesome, great, but back then.
I really like the fact that it is not the company saying, okay, hello, this is JYP Nation. We are apologizing on behalf of Han, blah, 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 blah. No, it was him himself writing an apology letter, owning up to his guilt and saying, okay, I did
And
it
I'm not
and
finding
I'm sorry.
excuses, but yeah.
And I'm not finding excuses, and I will just try in
Be
the future
better.
to be a better person. Yes, and now so I, as a fan, can decide, okay, I'm unforgiving because it really,
This is
really, really hurt me. So
100
I,
points
okay.
to Gryffindor. This is 100 points to Han from me.
So I think Han is owning
Very
this
well.
amazingly well. He can also
Yeah,
be
me
my like
too.
of the week, actually, thinking about it.
Our joint second like of
He's my hero
the
of the work week this time,
Compared to
because
Chani, hello, man.
I'm so tired. As an I'm after a tired life being an SJ fan, after not hearing any opinion of anything from any member, I'm so tired of it that really, really at this point, even if Chanyeol goes and says I cheated on my girlfriend, ex-girlfriend many times, I think, okay, well, that is really not a nice
That
character
point
move.
speaking up.
I definitely don't want to date. Good knowing that I don't want to date you in the future because you're a big cheat.
But points for
But
speaking up,
really,
yeah.
by now I, yes. And for Han's case, well, really racism is a really bad thing, but I really sincerely believe that he was
Stupid,
just
yeah.
young and stupid.
Yep. I think that's it for our this
So,
and that.
yep.
I don't know if
Yes, please
yes,
speak up,
I don't know
idols
if
of
any of the people
the
listening like other groups that we are not aware about that do not speak or did not speak up about these kind of things. If so, yeah, we're in this together.
Please, even if you fail in your personal life, please just
Own it
say so.
up,
Own it
yeah.
up to your
Own
mistakes,
up to it.
and I might be willing to forgive everything more if they just say yes,
Yeah.
that's what I did, I'm sorry. Then just let's not say
All
anything.
right, so we move to our last segment.
Okay.
Last segment, hit me, hit us. What are we hitting Funny Bunny with this week?
Well, this is the very easiest thing to do ever. I just want to know your favorite boy groups and your favorite girl groups, because I think I'm confused by now. My life is confused. Well, part of me will always say that SJ is my favorite boy group,
Yeah, for me too. And I think that
because
would have been my answer.
yes, this has to be
I mean,
said.
they're still standing. They still
Yes, they're still
standing.
last man standing men. Yep.
And
Even
for
if
me,
they annoy
even if they are
me.
annoying,
If they annoy me, yes, they are still my favorite boy group. Probably that's why they annoy me so much, because
Yeah, it's like siblings. Now it's family.
yes, it's family.
You can nag easily on them. Okay, and well, for me, just my favorite boy group is SJ, I think, and my favorite girl group, if I have to think about it, I think it's probably Mamamoo. These are mine, so what are yours? And hit us with it so that Funny Bunny knows and can pick or discover.
Yes, I'm still sitting here with my brain being wee with the favorite girl group, thinking, who's my favorite girl group?
It's okay. You don't have to think about it now.
I'd say FX, but now there is no FX anymore.
Yeah.
So I have to find a new one, but I'm having strong feelings towards Tommy.
Dreamcatcher.
No,
Oh, then.
G Idol and maybe Everglow.
Oh, yes, true.
But
I like
this needs some further
thinking.
thinking, yes. But please let me know who are your favorite boy groups or your favorite girl groups. Hit
All
us.
right. I think this is the end of the episode. Thank you
It
for
was long
listening
enough.
up to here. Yeah, it was long enough.
Very
Ah,
sorry.
quick info. If you reached up to here, I think due to what did SM say? Due to inevitable circumstances,
Due to unavoidable reasons.
due to an Funny Bunny and Nagi Ninja had to physically separate. Yeah, so. So for a while, we're going to be recording our podcasts through online recording, not by sitting next to each other. So from now on, if you'd ask us a K-pop phone call.
Exactly. That's why the audio will always sound like a phone call, kind of.
Yes.
It's annoying, but maybe we can figure out a new way. Hey, maybe someone of you knows a good way. So if you know, then please
That's
let
another
us
hit.
know.
All right.
Okay.
Bye-bye. See you next week or you hear us next week.
Yes. Bye bye.